I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. In most Connecticut classrooms, history is taught through a book. But in many Native American cultures, these lessons are also passed down through song and dance. I visited a Pequot powwow to learn more. In the summer of 1877, there was a battle in the mountains of Montana. The Nez Perce people fought the U.S. Army over 2 days. Dozens of women and children were killed, along with U.S. and Nez Perce fighters. To remember that day, the Nez Perce created a song and dance called The Duck and Dive. At one point in the song, drummers beat twice loudly on the drum. This is cannon fire. Dancers are supposed to duck, as if responding to the boom.
Getting in that circle is healing, and when you step into that circle, you're dancing for every single ancestor that's came before you.
That's 17-year-old Devin Wixon of the Wampanoag people.
Everything for us, more than folklore, is oral tradition, oral history.
Devin is one of about 30 performers from 16 different tribes dancing at a powwow at the Mashantucket Pequot Museum and Research Center. A powwow is a social gathering involving food, song, and dance. This particular powwow was billed as a chance for people to learn about Native dances and what they mean, says Christopher Newell, the museum's education manager.
Being Native in this modern-day world, we kind of have to walk in two worlds. We have to have jobs, we got to make money and make livings and have a place to live. But our culture is who we are. That's a blueprint of, where we came from. And so passing these traditions down from the older generations to the younger ones really keeps that sense of identity alive.
The clothes also tell a story. For the grass dance, clothes are covered in dangling yarn or threads to symbolize the grass. Dancer Devin Wixon wears deerskin chaps and moccasins and holds a fan made of osprey feathers.
I have an eagle on my club. I have glass wampum and real wampum. Wampum is very spiritually significant to us. Purple is the color for purity, so we weave those to tell our stories and tell where we're from.
Many aspects of Native culture have been lost, partly because colonists outlawed these practices. But there's been a resurgence over the last 30 years, and powwows are helping to pass along the nearly forgotten stories of America's first people. David DeRoche, WNPR News.